Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather is mild in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with gentle breezes and sunny skies. Haifa and Ain Lut are enjoying similar conditions, ideal for spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from the Gaza Strip indicate that an IDF airstrike has killed a senior Gaza police officer. This comes from Walla earlier today. Also, the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated a Hamas commander linked to the October 7th massacre. This was reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Also this hour, the Pentagon is concerned about the loss of a quarter of its Reaper drone fleet in the ongoing conflict with Iran. This report comes from Ynet in the past hour. Separately, Tel Aviv's Central Plaza is now officially renamed Hostages Square. This change honors the captives taken by Hamas on October 7th, as reported by Forward from earlier today. And finally, controversy surrounds the University of Washington as they cancel an event with Hassan Piker amid accusations of anti-Semitism. This story comes from JNS a short time ago. Here's what people are saying online. Danny Danon, an Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago, encouraging viewers to watch his full speech online. Ynet Global reported half an hour ago about the concerns over the loss of U.S. Reaper drones in the conflict with Iran, highlighting the strain on defense resources. John Spencer, a military strategist, shared important reading recommendations about current geopolitical analysis, posting just minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Walla reports that an airstrike by the IDF resulted in the death of Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil, a senior Gaza police official. His death marks a significant loss for the Gaza police force. This strike comes hours after the IDF eliminated another key Hamas figure. The tension in the region continues to escalate, impacting civilians on both sides of the conflict. Turning to the IDF and Shin Bet operation, Israel Hayom details the targeting of Jamal Mahmoud Abu Kamil, a Hamas commander involved in recent terror activities. This action is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. The move underscores Israel's determination to address security threats preemptively. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on the Pentagon's growing concern over the depletion of its Reaper drone fleet in the conflict with Iran. The increased attrition rate is straining U.S. military resources, raising questions about long-term strategic capabilities. This situation could affect the balance of power in the region. In Tel Aviv, Forward highlights the formal renaming of a central plaza to Hostages Square. This name change serves as a reminder of the 251 captives taken by Hamas, emphasizing Israel's commitment to bringing them home. Public sentiment around this change reflects the ongoing impact of the October events on national consciousness. Finally, JNS reports on the University of Washington's decision to cancel an event featuring Hassan Piker amid backlash. The controversy points to wider debates about free speech and anti-Semitism on college campuses. This incident could influence future university policies regarding controversial speakers. On the economic front, first, K'tech reports that Israel Aerospace Industries faces a cash flow issue despite a record $35 billion backlog. The delay in payments from the Israeli Ministry of Defense is causing financial strain. Separately, in Be'er Yaakov, a major redevelopment plan has been approved. Israel Hayom Business notes that nearly 10,000 new apartments will replace 769 existing ones, transforming the area. And finally, Globes reports on Anthropic's interest in acquiring Israel's Descartes. This acquisition would mark Anthropic's expansion into the Israeli tech landscape, aligning with its strategic growth objectives. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.